This recording, Wales 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from the earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Perhaps one of the most bizarre things I think I've ever been involved in was last year when I was in my sophomore year in Swansea. There was a charity event they run every year called the Beer Race, and it involves everyone getting into fancy dress and obviously racing around the bars, drinking and trying to get to this place as fast as possible. And, you know, we sort of got drunk before we went out. We entered the Beer Race and we went dressed as the Three Musketeers and Cardinal Richelieu. And there was five of us. There was four Musketeers, sorry, and Cardinal Richelieu, obviously. And I have to be honest and say it was one of the most bizarre things I've ever been involved in. Like walking down main roads that are deserted, obviously, and pedestrianised in the middle of Swansea, having sword fights and threatening people and saving women who were also part of the Beer Race from being kidnapped by Cardinal Richelieu, and talking to people dressed as dominoes and orange juice cartons. And it was a bizarre experience. And the rest of my housemates who weren't musketeers went as aliens with papier-mâché things on their head, and it rained, so it all melted. It's all sort of turned to mush and fell on their heads, and it was a bizarre event, but it was one of the best nights I've had out since I've been in college. But I don't think I ever kind of get over having a fight with cowboys between two pubs. Them trying to shoot us and us trying to stab them with plastic swords was a bit bizarre, and the sight, because it was a nasty day, and it was like a really strong wind blowing in off the sea and it was raining, and the sight of one of my friends who had the musketeer hat on chasing the hat down the seafront for about 100 yards, chasing after it and then picking the hat up after it rested in the puddle, putting it on his head and looking like a scarecrow because it had all fallen apart. And it was bizarre and got a bit blurry towards the end as well. But it was one of the most... I think it was probably one of the actual silliest things I've done, with actually full knowledge of knowing what I was doing before I did it.